Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back to hour number two of Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection down here live at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Spectacular Super Saturday again. It's October 21st. Man, time is flying. Today down here at Ferg's, of course, we've got 100-plus televisions. We already have a kick of the Penn State-Ohio State game. You got the Michigan-Michigan State watch party. FSU-Duke doing battle as well, number 4 versus number 16. Great games in the world of college football. We've got Oklahoma-Central Florida. That'll be a drubbing. The Knights will leave Norman with a little less. Your Georgia Southern, they take on Louisiana Monroe. Just so you know.
Let's go Eagles. Gotta.
My Hawkeyes, they take on the Minnesota Gophers. Nobody cares about that. Clemson, Miami, that's a big game. Neither one of those teams are ranked right now, which is unusual this time of the year. And then, of course, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, we've got a 1 o'clock kick. We've got the Bucks as they host the Atlanta Falcons. Kind of a must-win in that Southern Division.
I think that's the biggest game in football right now, Mike. That's what all the bettors are saying. It's like the Buccaneers get a 70% chance of making it to the playoffs if they win tomorrow, and a 40% chance of making it to the playoffs if they lose. So it's a big game, one of the biggest games in football. And if you look behind you, Penn State versus Ohio State's getting ready to kick off. Ohio State just ran onto the field. I don't know who we're rooting for in this game, Mike, but...
Well, I know who someone's rooting for, and you know him.
I'm well aware, but...
The Axeman, who did our show on Mondays down at Sea Dogs Brewery. It's Big Monday. It's our new show. It's week number 6. You got to come down some Monday if you get any free time. It seems like you don't have free time anymore. Come on down and have a couple of pints.
Hey, I wouldn't be opposed to it, Mike.
It's Big Monday, but it's also Big Burger Night. $9.99 for a quarter pounder.
A quarter pounder?
Quarter pounder cheese, fries, and you get a pint. $9.99.
That's a better deal than McDonald's.
That's a better deal than anything on the beach. And I said,
are you kidding me? No, that's a great deal. I said to Charlie, day of the week.
Yo, you would as a bachelor. I guarantee you that. And then we're going to talk a little baseball. We're going to talk Peter Gollenbach, accomplished author. And we'll have him break down this MLB playoff season and what's taking place. We're going to catch up with John from Shrimpy's here at the bottom of the hour. He will be packed for a Georgia game. And then, of course, Buffalo Bills. That's the headquarters over there on Blind Pass Road. Shrimpy's Waterfront, another great partner of ours. And we're bringing on board, I told you about this place, the Hippie Shack.
The Hippie Shack.
My buddy from Iowa opened it up right across the street. Remember the old Sea Hags across from Shrimpy's? That's now the Hippie Shack. So my old neighborhood down there got 3 clients. I got Sea Dogs, Shrimpies, and now the Hippie Shack.
What kind of food is the Hippie Shack, Mike?
Hippie Shack has got very solid. I've only had a sampling. They had a VIP softball thing.
Oh, very cool.
Menu is work in progress. He's bringing down some treats from Iowa.
Oh.
Some made rights, some things that are known in the state of Iowa.
I like the sound of this, Mike. You're reeling me in. You're pulling me in.
You're kind of grub, and the cocktails are going to be reasonable, and plenty of ice pick vodka being poured at the Hippie Shack as well as Shrimpy's. We got our good partners in there. But today I'm looking forward to we've got MLB baseball.
We certainly do. I'm very excited.
MLB baseball tomorrow. So talk about a weekend where you just tell the missus or the significant one, you're not going to see much of me. You got MLB, NFL, and collegiate football, and you got great contests across the board.
I think for like the next 40 days, Mike, it's nothing but football. Every single day has a football game on. And, of course,
Tuesday night games. That's out of control.
It's insane, and I love it. I'm eating it up, Mike, every day of the week. I'm so happy that that's happening right now. And, of course, playoff baseball. There's nothing better on this earth than playoff baseball, and it's hockey season as well, Mike. The Tampa Bay Lightning are, you know, they're getting it going. They're starting off their season. Of course, unfortunately, no Vasilevsky for a little while. He went under that back surgery, but I'm very excited for all these sports going on right now. And The only sport I really don't follow, which is basketball, is the only one that really not going on. So this is the best time of the year for me, Mike.
Well, the NBA tipped off. And, of course, the PA voice of the Orlando Magic, Paul Porter, and the voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He has a show on right before us from 9 to 11. It's called The Home Team. He does a superb job. That's why we're not going to talk Lightning. You need to tune in on Saturdays from 9 to 11. He had one of the on-air personalities on this morning and does a superb job. So if you want to hear the pro side of things, make sure you're listening to Paul Porter and Home Team from 9 to 11 right here on 106.1 FM, AM 1340. So we're going to get Brad Richardson on in a minute. I want your opinion on the MVP this year.
MVP this year. I still find it hard not to go with the Shohei Ohtani. I know that his season got cut short. I know he's not in the postseason. I know he's on the Angels. There's a lot of negatives to selecting him. I think he should have won it last year, and I think he deserves to win it again this year. He's an amazing talent. He's a unicorn, not only in baseball, but in sports. Like, there's no one better than Shohei Ohtani getting the job done.
And that's in the American League. National League, of course, Atlanta Brave.
Atlanta Brave, yeah. I don't follow the National League as much.
Acuña Jr.?
Acuña Jr., yeah. I think the stats are a little bit inflated. Of course, I have my issues with the stolen bases. And, you know, it is what it is. The base size is kind of artificially inflated. But I do think that he deserves it. I think it's weird that we do one for both leagues now. Back in the day when guys like Willie Mays were playing, it was only one. So it's kind of also inflating their stats as well. I'm an old school baseball guy. I'll be the first person to admit it. Like Mike, I told you at the beginning of this show, whose birthday is it today? Whitey Ford.
Whitey Ford.
Whitey Ford, one of the greatest ball players of all time. He was in the Yankees rotation for 16 seasons, Mike. And guess what? His worst ERA in his entire years playing in professional baseball was
3.24,
Mike. You were so close. All I'm saying is, if you have a 3.24 in today's game, you're a top-notch pitcher. And that was his worst ERA in 16 years. All I'm going to hear about from these modern baseball guys is, oh, but what was his WXRZ war? Mike, we created a new stat where we calculate what it was like, the temperature of the day, and then we subtract it by what color clothes he was wearing and how often he washes his jersey. So that way we get a real accurate description of his real potential as a pitcher.
Where do you come up with these descriptions?
Oh, I just watch ESPN in the morning when they don't talk about basketball for 27 hours out of the day.
Let's make the transition back to high school football, something positive perspective. And, of course, he is he's our resident expert guru. He's Brad Richardson, the voice of the Seminole Warhawks, and another high school football weekend flying by, Brad, in the books. How are you, my man?
Oh, hanging in there, Mike, Benny. Good to always hear from you.
So let's break down. Well, we did the scores, but go ahead and give us the scores again this second hour. Gavin Van Dyke did. But give us the scores from last night and some of the contests that of interest that you noticed from last night's action as we get towards positioning for the districts.
Absolutely. Well, you know, last week we had the Northside Christian Mustangs on, and I tell you what, them and me both agreed that the game that they are going to be watching out for most of all, rivalry game, district matchup, and that was, of course, them versus the Indian Rocks Christian Eagles. I tell you what, Mike, this game would determine who would have the number one spot in 1M District 4, and this is going to be, of course, Coach Grainer of Northside Christian versus IRC's Mark Buchanan. I mean, this was an interesting game, just kind of reading back and forth what was going on last night. You know, Indian Rocks Christian held the lead in the first quarter, and both teams battled it out pretty good in the first half. Mustangs did succeed getting a touchdown, and along with a 2-point conversion, just before going into the second half. At halftime, score would be 14-8 in favor of Indian Rocks Christian. In the second half, the Mustangs gained momentum, and with a 15-21 loss that they were at, it was now or never for them to try to make the comeback. In the fourth quarter, with just 1 minute and 54 to go in the game, Northside made their way into Eagle territory. And Zuri Watson, Northside Christian's own Zuri Watson, was able to get the game-changing touchdown with 3 yards. And with the extra point, the Mustangs would take the lead The Eagles were not able to recover after that. Final score, get this, 22-21. The Mustangs get the number one spot in 1M District 4. This is a big game, as I said, for Zuri Watson. He got the two big touchdowns of the night. And big plays also came from Blake Van Wormer and our own Blaze Reynolds, a.k.a. Lightning McBlaze. Next week, the Mustangs will be on the road facing Zephyr Hills. To face the Zephyr Hills Christian Academy.
We gave him some connection karma there, Brad, having him on last week, and Blaze was one of our guys.
Absolutely. You know, and as I said, the Mustangs will be on the road to Zephyr Hills to face Zephyr Hills Christian Academy. IRC will be on the road to face the LaBelle High School Cowboys. Another big game last night, Clearwater versus Eastlake. Clearwater, I tell you what, those guys were not happy from their loss to Calvary. I mean, it was a devastating loss. Eastlake was still on a high after winning, of course, against Sickles. It was a battle first and second half. Final score 22-14 as Clearwater will take the win. Clearwater will be back at home facing the Berkeley Prep Buccaneers and on the road to face another one of their favorite North County rivals, Palm Harbor University High School Hurricanes. I'm off the Hurricanes. Let's just do a quick thing about this. Me and Benny, I know, are sighing a little bit. They hosted the Seminole Warhawks this Friday. Tough game for Seminole as Palm Harbor would take the win. Final score 20-0. The Warhawks, luckily, are going to have a recovery this week. This is their bye week. But the following week, they will be facing the Pinellas Park Patriots for their final home game of the season. Now, next game, another big one, Largo versus Lakewood. This was a game that Largo was ready for because, listen, these guys wanted revenge for last season. Lakewood barely won last season, 20-18 score. That was Lakewood. Now, Largo, up for revenge. They were able to hold it out. Final score, 40-16. The tables turn. Next week, Largo will travel to Osceola to face the Warriors. Lakewood will have their bye week before their final game of the season, and this is going to be a tough game for Lakewood. They're going to be facing off against the number one ranked team in the state, Champagnat Madonna. It's going to be interesting coming up with that. Calvary Christian versus Lakeland Christian. Warriors gaining momentum in the second half of their season. Now on a four-game winning streak going into the game versus Lakeland Christian. The Warriors are able to put 28 points on the board in the first half. They would score one more time in the second, allowing only a touchdown for Lakeland Christian. And final score, 35-7 for Calvary. Calvary will head to Dunedin this week for their district matchup. But, Mike, listen, keep an eye out for Berkeley Prep as well. In addition to be 6-2, they have, of course, another game against Clearwater coming up. So just keep an eye out for them. Honorable mention right now, Shorecrest Prep versus Donahue Catholic. Final score 43-0. The Chargers remain undefeated in Sunshine State Golf 8-man football. This, of course, was their last home game. Right now, they are waiting to see who they will be playing going into the playoffs. So, another scores around the county. Clearwater Academy 35-34 win. St. Pete Catholic versus Bishop McLaughlin. Final score 32-0 in favor of St. Pete Catholic. Lakeside Christian 50-12 win over Liberty Christian Prep. Lakewood Ranch will get the win over Gibbs 10-8. St. Pete High will face off against Countryside. Final score 49-0. Bogey faces off against Hollins. Final score 48-0 in favor of the Pirates. Tarpon Springs versus Dunedin. Final score 42-6 in favor of the Tarpon Springs Thunders. And then Osceola versus DeSoto, final score 42-0 in favor of the Warriors. And Keswick Christian, 21-7 win over Cornerstone Charter Academy. Now, keep in mind the Marauders, Clearwater Central Catholic, this was their bye week. Next week they will play Sefner Christian. The Marauders are still number 9 ranked in the state of Florida. Northeast also had a bye week this week. Face Pinellas Park next week for their district matchup. Just real quick, Mike, I want to give a quick shout-out to our girls' volleyball rankings. These are the top 100 four in Pinellas County are in this top 100. Our own Calvary Christian Warriors, number 4. Clearwater Central Catholic, number 47. Keswick Christian, number 68. And Eastlake will round it out at number 90, the top 100 for these. And, Mike, just around the corner, soccer tryout. This past week has happened. Teams have been chosen, and, of course, within the next few weeks, soccer season will start. Give me a great day. Now, of course, one thing you and me are waiting for, we're both excited about Media Day coming up for basketball on Tuesday and 4. You ready for it, Mike?
I'm ready, brother. Talk a little. I don't know what you got going on. You're breaking up a little bit. But, we've got the Sunbash Tournament Media Day down here at Ferg's upstairs, and that is Tuesday from 6:30 till 8 o'clock. You can hear that on RadioSaintPete.com and our sports channel, FloridaSportsStreams.com. And that is brought to you by Body Armor and, of course, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We've got, I believe we've got 11 or 12 of the teams that'll be participating. 16 teams at holiday tournament that you did a superb job of play-by-play last year. You had a weak color guy standing next to you. We'll have to find a replacement for that old geezer. And I'm looking forward to
it. Awesome. He did great.
It's at Northside Christian, and basketball is right here, right around the corner. And we also will be covering soccer very closely with our good friend Jim Hart. We have our Rowdies High School coverage all season long as well. So looking forward to Little Hoops, my man.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it as well. Can't wait to talk to these guys on Tuesday and, of course, get their perspective of the season going forward. So it'll be great to see Reggie Kroom, of course, from Calvary again. So.
Hey, we just had Marcus Pascal down here with his brother, who's a cornerback, and his daughter, Michaela Pascal. Keep an eye out for that young lady. She's a strong forward. She's only a sophomore. She's one of the best basketball players, according to the recruiters in the southeast part of the United States. So pretty impressive. She also plays flag football. She's a shot putter. This is why I love high school sports. She's a shot putter and a high hurdler. Talk about a multi-sport athlete, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, those are the best ones out there. I mean, these are the ones that they never stop working hard. Every single season, they'll play one sport, move into the next. They never stop, and those are the ones that you give a lot of credit to. It's not just one sport done. They keep going. They keep working hard. They want to make their dream, and they're going to do everything to show it, whether it's going to the next level, your college, whatever. I commend all those athletes that are multi-sport athletes.
Well, and I know Ben feels the same way. I mean, I'm not keen on the specialization emphasis and focus that all year at this young age, that all year a youngster, even if pre-high school, focuses just on one sport. Your opinion on that, Ben? I mean, I think these kids need to participate in other sports that keep them active. And there's a lot of in-depth studies right now, especially in baseball, of how they're wearing these players out by doing that. They need to let them take a deep breath, go play another sport, and participate. Hell, go bowling.
Yeah,
exactly.
When you're talking about bowling, Mike, a lot of my bowlers, especially on the female side, are multi-sport athletes. I have a couple girls that are playing in five different sports, Mike. They're doing flag football, bowling, tennis, golf. Cross country, they're doing it all.
Last time in their life, they have this opportunity, fellas, and it sickens me. These coaches and this focus, it's all for greed. That are specialists, and they push them and say, hey, here's the bottom line. You need to focus. All right, Bradley. As always, you always come prepared, man. I'll talk to you a little bit later. We've got a big Tuesday down here with the Body Armor Fergs. Sunbash Media Day. Looking forward to talking to the coaches and the kids and getting ready for that district football. I know Coach Pascal, as he left here, he's looking at a home advantage in the districts, and it looks like he might get it. But you'll have that all broke down next week as well. So I will see you Tuesday, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Mike.
He is Brad Richardson. He's our resident pro when it comes to high school sports, the voice of Seminole Warhawks. Here's the resident pro down there at Shrimpy's on the waterfront. He's John, and he's an over-the-top Georgia Bulldog fan. He hasn't called me much lately because he's licking his chops after his Atlanta Braves got sent home early. And so now he's got to focus on his Georgia Bulldogs, who are all beat up. What's going on, brother?
Hey, good to hear from you, man. I'm good. Yeah, I'm definitely really licking my chops on that Braves loss. So
let's talk about Saturdays and Sundays down there at Shrimpy's. I mean, you since you've taken over, you've absolutely changed the entire environment there. It's electric. It's fun. You've created a fan base of people that make it their destination stop to watch sports right there on the Intercoastal. You're less than about a block from the Gulf of Mexico. What a perfect spot on a fall day like now come sit on your deck, have some coldies, have some of your great menu, and watch your favorite college team today.
Yeah, we got 30 TVs. Doesn't matter where you sit, you're gonna be able to have a good view of whatever game you want to see. And it's on the water. It feels good now that the summer's over with. And we've had some good college fans come in, a lot better than last year. It's actually really fun to see everybody rooting for their team. And then, you know, tomorrow NFL, it's rocking on Sundays.
Wow, you got all those crazy Buffalo Bills fans coming down to Shrimpy's now, and that's got to be a lot of fun and interesting. It's kind of like the Eagles fans that come down here. You never know what you're going to get.
Nah, they're really awesome people, too. I've got to know all of them, and they live close to here, but they welcome anybody. It's a fun environment with those Bills fans. They make it fun, and they welcome their opponents or whoever. They're all real gracious, and they want more of the other, you know, I guess their competition coming in too. So it's all fun.
Well, you are on that menu. You have a hot dog recipe that came down from Buffalo.
Yeah, we got a Buffalo Bills hot dog. It's got a chili, blue cheese, onions, ketchup, mustard, and we've done a lot of those, actually. It's a good little football hot dog.
Ben and I'll take two of them. Can you run them down here to us?
Mike, I'm quite the hot dog connoisseur, I will say that. So I want to try out this new hot dog.
I'll bring it to you.
So you got drink specials all weekend long as well. Let's talk about the weekdays. The weekdays, you've got a great happy hour right now.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. It's really good for the locals. We want to do something for them. And it's buy one drink and get the next one on the house. So buy one, get one free, BOGO type deal. It's from actually ends at 5, but we open up at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, so it's 11 to 5. That's 6 hours.
Damn. I know some friends that are retired that are heading down. They'll be there at 11 a.m. taking advantage of that. All right, man. How do people find you?
Yeah, I'm at 9524 Blind Pass Road, St. Pete Beach, Florida 33706. It's right on the line of Treasure Island and St. Pete Beach, right by the bridge. You wouldn't recognize it unless you came to the shopping center, but it opens up on the water.
And it is gorgeous, folks. All right, he's my good friend John. He's the man, the owner, the manager, and the energy behind the resurgence of Shrimpy's Waterfront down there on Blind Pass. Have a great weekend, and quit whining. Your Georgia Bulldogs are going to be fine. He's been whining since they lost their All-American tight end. He'll be back for the playoffs. You guys are in.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to mark my words.
All right, brother.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. All right. We'll be back. We're going to take a quick break now. We're going to take the early break because we're going to talk to Peter Gollenbach, break down baseball with Ben Botham and Peter, and then we'll talk the big O, Oscar Garner III, as we talk Big Monday, NFL, college football, and, of course, MLB. He might even throw a sprinkle of the NBA. These guys are they're pro sports financiados and junkies. And we are live down at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, where there is professional cycling taking place today. And it's a really cool setup. These guys are going 25, 28 miles an hour on these bikes. They're pros. It reminds you of the Tour de France. I don't know much about this sport, but it looks pretty cool from our vantage point. We're right alongside the track. We'll be back. Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports. Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a very active Saturday. Over 100 televisions down here. Of course, all the college games on. If you have a favorite team, we will make certain that you have a spot to watch that contest all weekend long, whether it's the NFL, whether it's the MLB, or whether it's college football. This is the place to be, and what a place to be in beautiful downtown, vibrant St. Petersburg today. We've got professional cycling, competitive cyclists is the sponsor. We've talked to those guys, the pros, the women start at 4:40 down here on Central and First. They circle right by the police station and then back around here to Ferg's. And as I said, it's got that Tour de France type feel. So come on down, enjoy yourself. Free parking at the Trop, by the way, all day long for this event. Free parking at the Trop. Of course, all of our conversations are brought to you by our good friends at Shipyard Brewing, Sea Dogs Brewing, and of course, Ice Pick Vodka. This gentleman is kind enough to come down here. He's here every Thursday kicking butt playing trivia. And he's Peter Gollenbach. He's accomplished author, too many books for me to remember, over close to three dozen, I believe now. But he's our resident baseball pro, and I wanted to get him on and get a little perspective on his opinion on the playoffs right now. He's Peter Gollenbach. Hello, Peter. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing just great. And it looks like Houston is on its way to another one. I didn't think for a minute they were. That Texas won their first two games, but boy, they are on a roll. Holy smokes!
Well, when it was four to two, and that scuffle broke out, I was certain that I actually felt the Rangers were going to win that.
Well, the thing is, you never can underestimate their little second baseman, Altuve. He is one of the more amazing players we've seen in the last 10 years. The guy has hit, I think, 28 home runs in the postseason. Now, this guy's about 5'6", and you wouldn't think it, but he is amazing. I mean, he is, first ballot Hall of Famer, and he got up in the ninth inning with two runners on, and the pitcher threw him a changeup, and somehow he knew that thing was coming, and whacked that thing into the deck in left center field. It was amazing, amazing.
Somehow, he knew it was coming. First ballot Hall of Famer, somebody that probably was wearing a buzzer. Come on,
No, buzzer. Oh, stop with the buzzer.
He's doing it clean this season. I don't disagree with you.
Stop with the buzzer. Maybe a garbage can. A garbage can, maybe. Yes, first ballot Hall of Famer.
The video of him telling him, don't take off my jersey because he's pointing to his chest. I got to say, I think he was wearing something those seasons when they were cheating. I think that disqualifies him from any Hall of Fame discussion. I think that guy shouldn't even be playing baseball, no matter how great a talent he is. Like a Barry Bonds, like a Alex Rodriguez, I don't think those guys have any place in Cooperstown.
Believe it or not, you and I totally, totally disagree. The only thing that matters are the numbers. Barry Bonds has how many home runs? Alex Rodriguez was the best shortstop who ever played the game. Roger Clemens won 7 Cy Youngs. Those guys, whether you like it or not, are going into the Hall of Fame.
I don't think A-Rod's going to go in. I mean, look at Pete
Rose. I will bet you $50 that A-Rod gets into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I like this bet. I'm willing to take you up on this. I'm willing to take you up on it. Live here on the air. You got me. You have my word.
Okay.
But what do you think about this contemporary baseball era committee nominees for possibly making it into the Hall of Fame? Guys like Jim Leland, you got Lou Piniella and Joe West, all possible Hall of Fame inductees this year.
What I thought was interesting it was that most of these guys were managers, and of course Joe West, who was wonderful. There are probably not enough umpires in the Hall of Fame, so I would wholeheartedly agree that Joe West belongs in the Hall of Fame. Managers makes it a little bit more difficult. That's a tough one. And a lot of them, you know, you look at their wins. I mean, Leland had a lot of wins. Davey Johnson, you know, I spent the 85 season with the Mets and wrote with Davey Johnson his autobiography, and it was a very, very interesting experience to see what it is for a manager to have to handle 25 people. Especially, this was a team with Keith Hernandez and Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden and Lenny Dykstra. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Davey Johnson, he won 90 games maybe 7 or 8 years. So to me, I would say, you know, and handling people like that the man belongs in the Hall of Fame for sure. I mean, he's one of them. I would agree.
Doesn't know. Davey Johnson's got 1,372 wins. The 1986 World Series championship. A great manager.
And great manager.
I think that he definitely deserves a spot. Same with guys like Lou Piniella, and even he's got a soft spot in my heart. I'm a big Jim Leland fan. I love seeing
everybody
the videos
is. Everybody is certainly, but by all means, yeah, definitely, definitely so. So I'm for it. But what I'm telling you is that, and it may be after you and I are gone, but all those guys who you hate, they're all going into the Hall of Fame because they, of that particular era, they were certainly the most important players, regardless of how they did it.
So I got to ask then, is Shoeless Joe Jackson ever going to go in? I think that he's a Hall of Fame caliber player.
Shoeless Joe Jackson never did anything during that World Series to throw a game. Never. What Joe Jackson did and the mistake that he made was they handed him $5,000. He was part of the plot to throw the series. So they gave him $5,000, and when he tried to return the $5,000, everybody pretended they didn't know what he was talking about. And so he ended up keeping the $5,000. And that's the reason why he's not in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose is another very...
So you got to tell me, what's so different then about these guys who cheated, who deliberately played the system, guys like Barry Bonds, guys like Alex Rodriguez, guys who wore possibly, I know there's no proof because MLB failed the fans and failed Major League Baseball.
Well, you just told me the difference. The difference is there's no proof. Everybody thinks the trash cans have got nothing to do with this. We're talking about whether they took steroids or not. I'm talking about Clemens and Bonds and sure, and there are six or seven of them where there's no proof that they took anything. The only one they have proof about is Manny Ramirez, and he belongs in the Hall of Fame as well. He is one of the greatest Red Sox to ever play the game. And eventually, all of these people will go in because the writers will realize that all that counts is the numbers.
Hey, let's move on to the Phillies and, of course, Diamondbacks. That's an interesting matchup.
It sure is. Yep.
I'm pulling for the Diamondbacks. I'd like to see Diamondbacks and Rangers World Series, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
See, I think most people who don't live in Philadelphia are pulling for whoever the Philadelphia team is playing. So I would think that most people are rooting for the Diamondbacks. Whether the Diamondbacks will win this thing, you know, I think it's a flip of a coin. I really will have to watch the game this evening and see. It's 2-2, and whoever wins this afternoon, it'll be a little closer.
So what's the storyline of these MLB championships starting from the first wild card? What would be the storyline, Peter Gallenbach, if you were going to do a column on what has taken place? The big market teams not, for the most part, represented, the exception of the Phillies. And I guess you could consider Houston because of their population base. But what would be Peter Gallenbach's column if it was going to be in the Post tomorrow?
It would be that every team that I thought was going to go to the next round didn't. Every single team that I thought was going to the next round in the wild card didn't, and pretty well got swept. It was like, holy mackerel. You know, it's like I went to both those Rays games, and they couldn't have been more flat. I mean, the first game they got shut out 4-0, and the second game, I believe the score was like 7-2. You know, yes, there were injuries, and yes, Wander Franco was still in the Dominican Republic trying to figure out whether to marry that girl or not. So, I don't know. It was very, very disappointing.
Well, who do you think is the bigger disappointed fan base, the Baltimore Orioles or the Atlanta Braves?
There's a tie for that. There's absolutely a tie for that. I mean, both those teams were sure that they were going on to the World Series. I mean, the Orioles won 101 games. We won 99. If we had won two more, we would have been, you know, in a better round. But, I mean, Texas beat us 2-0, and then Texas beat Houston the first two. And now Houston, of course, with all their fabulous players, turned around and won the next three, and it would not surprise me at all to see Houston once again in the World Series. So, yeah, it's frustrating for a lot of people, but that's the beauty of baseball. It really is. Only two teams get into the Hall of Fame, one from the American, one from the National, and most of the time it's not yours.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Spectacular day down here across from the Trop. You can park for free at the Trop today, by the way, because of the cycle event that's taking place. And we're talking to accomplished author Peter Gallenbach and talking a little baseball as the MLB playoffs continue this weekend, right in the heart of college football and the NFL. And I love that. And I know Ben does as well.
Yeah, I got a quick question for you, though. A lot of pundits on TV have been talking about their issues with the MLB playoff format, and it seems like their only issue is that it's not the Yankees, it's not the Red Sox, you know, it's not the Dodgers. Are you in the same boat as this, or am I just crazy for thinking this?
No, they're just bitching and moaning. It's all right. It's all right.
That's what I thought. I'm glad we can agree on something today.
You know, one of the things that and I wondered what your assessment was. You were at the game. You weren't watching the game, but when ABC did the coverage of the Rays 2 contest, and I just thought it was unprofessional the way that they continued to harp on the fact that the attendance numbers were as they said, embarrassing.
They were. It wasn't embarrassing at all. I mean, these people have some friggin' nerves. The fact of the matter is, for some reason, they see the Tampa Bay Rays as a minor league team. Even if we went to the World Series, they would see us as a minor league team. We have never gotten any decent press at all. All the people from especially the New York area know how to do is to dump on Tropicana Field and dump on our team. And you've been to Tropicana Field. Every seat in Tropicana Field is a better seat than whatever you get in either Yankee Stadium or in the Dodgers ballpark. I mean, every seat is fantastic, and it's 72 degrees. You never get rained out. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to watch a baseball game. And yet all you hear from the north is what a crappy ballpark Tropicana Field is. It just friggin' infuriates me.
Peter, we'd be really great friends if I could just get you over on this steroid use issue.
No, nah, not going to happen.
Me and you on Tropicana Field,
not going to happen.
I think it's America's ballpark. Greatest stadium out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
Greatest stadium out there. All right, so who do you see coming out of this? It's pretty evident.
Let me tell you something. The beauty of baseball, nothing is evident. Nothing is evident. Now, chances are, because they have a 3-2 lead, Houston's going to go. But you don't know. Texas has Garcia. They've got this guy Young at third base. They've got some really powerful, powerful hitters. They've got a great defense. And they've got a couple of pitchers. I mean, their pitchers are not as good as Houston's pitchers. But as you know, on any given day, one team can beat the others. So, you know, you would think that Houston's going to go to the World Series, but you know, we might be surprised when the weekend rolls around.
Hey, off-season question: is Tyler Glasnow is he a Ray in 2024?
They say he is. They say he is. You know, the reason the Rays don't get to the World Series is that they trade away their best pitchers. That's one of the two reasons they don't get to the World Series. The other reason they don't get to the World Series is that they never sign stars. Or if they have people who are threatening to become stars, they then trade them for, you know, three prospects. So yeah, from what I understand, they're going to keep Glasnow, who is a star. And they've got wonderful pitching. What they need is to get Wander Franco back. And to add a couple of, you know, real bats to the lineup. When we started this season, I looked at this lineup and I said, who are these people? I didn't know who Diaz was. I didn't know who almost any of these people were. They had never done anything before, really. And then
it kind of feels like the opening to Major League. You know, you're looking at the newspaper. Who are these guys?
Who are these guys? And then they started the season 13-0, and they gave you the idea that, hey, these guys are better than I and everybody else who's a Rays fan thought they were. And, of course, they were. They won 99 games. Do you know how hard it is to win 99 games? The Yankees were out. The Red Sox were out. Toronto is out. I mean, what they did was spectacular. But, you know, with all the injuries at the end of the season, you know, when they played Texas, half the team came from Durham. It was just, you know, terrible, terrible luck. You know, they need a team that can go 162 games without everybody getting hurt. And that's in this day and age, that's very, very difficult.
Well, it's proven we're the Rodney Dangerfield of the Eastern Division and of the American League.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We're very fortunate to have you as part of our dream team, as you guys say in your trivia contest. have you on to give us your professional input? How do people get a hold of Peter Gollenbach and his? Basically, you've got about three dozen. publish books these days?
Hey, quite frankly, it's more than 70, but that's okay. It's
oh
it's
my
fine.
Gosh!
You can get me. You can find me, my books on Amazon. You can go to Facebook and you can find me. You can talk to me on Facebook, Peter J. Golenbach. And you know, if you got my phone number, you can call me.
He's Peter Golenbach. He's a superb guy, and we're fortunate to have him around. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you down here next Thursday, my friend.
Look forward to it, Michael. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Take
Peter
care.
Golenbach, over 70 publications.
Yep. Hey, me and him would be great friends. If we could just get together on this whole steroid use issue. Because my whole thing is, I know he's saying these guys are great, and I'm not doubting their greatness. I really think Barry Bonds is one of the greatest to ever do it. Like Barry Bonds, he stuck a needle in his butt, and his neck grew quite a bit, and he continued to hit home runs into his late 40s. Now, there's guys like Shoeless Joe Jackson, who's banished from baseball for having one of the
what
best.
What about Pete Rose?
I'm getting to him. I'm just saying, Shoeless Joe Jackson had one of the greatest postseasons, one of the greatest World Series in World Series history. Then you have a guy like Pete Rose, probably the greatest hitter of all time. I might give you Ichiro ahead of it. I got a little soft spot for the guy. Ichiro or maybe a Tony Gwynn or even like a Ted Williams kind of guy. Any of those guys. Or a Nap Lajoie. Any of those guys. Some of the all-time hitters of all time.
Do you realize that the average age of our audience? Nap Lajoie?
Napoleon Lajoie.
My God.
How do you not know Napoleon Lajoie?
Well, I'll have to.
They changed the name of the Cleveland Indians to the Cleveland Naps because of Napoleon Lajoie.
All right, we got.
All I'm saying, Mike, is that you have these amazing talents that were phenomenal. How are they not in the Hall of Fame? And you have guys who willingly admitted on television that they took steroids, and they think that they deserve the Hall of Fame? No.
Topic for our baseball show. We got to get to the big O, and I got to mute his mic because he's on a roll, my friend. He's Ben Botham, baseball Ben Botham. How are you, Oscar?
I'm great, Mike. I'm looking forward to a big, big Monday we have coming up here next week at Sea Dogs Brewery, man. I'm very excited. Mike, how you feeling?
Doing superb. You and I are both in that position where our Big Ten teams, Michigan State Spartans and my University of Iowa Hawkeye Suckeyes, we're having insignificant seasons, even though the Hawks have a nice record to look at. We're having insignificant seasons. But your partner, Alex Reba, that poor guy is probably pacing back and forth in his apartment right now as he watches his Penn State Nittany Lions do battle against Ohio State.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about that. Look, Big Ten play have gotten serious. We're in the back half of the season. Penn State travels to Columbus this weekend. It's 3-3 right now coming down in the first. Like you said, the Hawkeyes, they're probably going to take the West as the Badgers look like they've shown some cracks. Iowa handled business with the Badgers last week, and now they take Minnesota. We also have Tennessee at Alabama. That could be a lot closer. Watch out. Joe Milton might actually figure out how to throw a football this weekend. Duke travels to Florida State. ACC matchup could be the toughest for Florida State as they begin to close out ACC play. Utah and USC. Utah gets a chance to travel to USC. Cam Rising is still out. The Pac-12 play is very exciting. Look for that game at 8 o'clock. And UCLA and Stanford. Stanford hasn't been doing too much. But UCLA, number 25, looking for a chance to shut out Stanford as they travel to Stanford here. And then in the NFL, Detroit and Baltimore is a game where all eyes are going to be on it. And look, this isn't just because I'm a Lions fan, but the Lions are 5-1 right now. Ravens are 4-2. This is a battle of two teams who are probably going to win their division. Ravens a little bit more contentious, but they have a shot. Other game, Bills and Patriots, AFC East play. Bills looking for a chance to shut out the their demons, Coach Bill Belichick. They've always been torched by him, and they want their revenge. You also have Falcons traveling to the Buccaneers. Buccaneers fans, I just want to say this. Detroit versus Buccaneers, those tickets were $200. Falcons versus Buccaneers, those tickets are like $40. I don't think many people are going to be watching it, but Buccaneers fans are excited, I guess. And then Chargers and Chiefs is something I'm very excited for. That's on my pick six this week. Chargers travel to Arrowhead for a fight to finally get their third win. Chiefs looking to improve at 6-1.
Big O, I got to ask you a real quick question here. Is Bill Belichick, was he a product of Tom Brady now? That's the real question. Because a lot of people are saying Tom Brady's a product of Bill Belichick. Has it flipped now? Do you think Tom Brady was the reason Bill Belichick was so successful?
I think as time goes on, that's something that we definitely have to consider. I'm on the side of Tom Brady, honestly. I mean, we see where the Love wins it. Have been. We see where GM Bill Belichick has taken us. I still believe in the coach, but the roster decisions have not been great. And I can't crucify Mac Jones for what he's not getting on the field. I'm going to lean to the side of Tom Brady, and I think history has told us that it's more him than it was Bill.
Love it. Hey, the Bucs fans that are so upset about last week's outcome, I tell you right now, I think your Lions are for real, and they have a real good shot of making it to the Super Bowl in 2023.
Look, as a treacherous Lions fan, I take this team, but with caution. Look, traveling to Baltimore after coming off a road game, a tough road game, this is going to be a game where we swap a lot of paint. There's not going to be a lot of scoring in this game. It's going to be duped out, and it's going to be very tight. But this will be one that defines the Lions. This is one of their tougher matchups. If you look at strength of schedule, Lions don't have too much up ahead of them after this game. They get to see the Chargers. They get to see Dallas. But everything's going to be indoors for the most part. This is a real game to see. Is this Detroit Lions team for real? Can they stay at the top of the power ranking? I'm excited. I think they have a shot, but, man, it's going to be close in Baltimore.
He's Oscar Garner III, the Big O, one half of the Big Monday show with Alex Reba, the Axe Man. They're on from 6 to 8. Go to our platform, RadioSt.Pete.com, and turn on the Florida Sports Streams channel, and you can hear them live from Sea Dogs each and every Monday as we... I think we're 6 weeks into this now, my man. And I'll tell you what, the crowds have gotten bigger down there at Sea Dogs. Fred, the owner, loves it. And we're looking forward to expanding this. And I'll be talking to you during the course of today, all this college action. What's the score right now on Penn State, Ohio State?
We're still here at 3-3, and I can't believe I forgot this. Harbaugh and the Steelers. Travel to East Lansing this weekend, 7:30 p.m. Spartans are going to hold tough, and I guarantee you Spartans handle business in East Lansing. You can book that, take that, and take it to the bank.
You should not be drinking this early in the morning. All right, Big O. I'll see you on Big Monday down at Sea Dogs. Have a great weekend. And give me – you might have to do a wellness check on Alex Reba if they lose this game. I'll expect to get a report on what happens between Penn State and Ohio State.
You got to tune in to Big Monday to see how we're doing, guys. You got to listen up. Penn State updates, Michigan State updates, Big Ten play, and everything in the world of sports. We'll see you Big Monday down at Sea Dogs Brewery, 6 p.m.
Thank you. He's the Big O. And so you got any more? I've got 2 minutes. You got any more controversial topics that I can't get to in the next 60 seconds?
Controversial topics, Mike. Come on. I'm as middle of the road as they come.
As middle of the road as they come?
Mike,
you couldn't be any further.
Mike, I'm level-headed.
At your age, 25 years old, you're bringing up Napta.
Napoleon Lajoie, Mike, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. All right, so here, I got something for you.
You got 10 seconds.
So there's this incarcerated inmate here. His name is Rashid. He needed $10,000 to make bond in order to get out. So you know what he does? He gets on the jail phone, he calls his friends, and he puts a parlay down for the Rams, the Jets, the Raiders, the Bills, and the Lions. A six-time money line parlay, and he cashed out for $13,466. Follow him for all your picks. What an amazing story. A jailbird getting the picks done. He's got all your picks. Best guy out there.
You're done. All right, Jim Hart. Brian Helbrick, Brad Richardson, Marcus Pascal, Michaela's daughter, the Big O, Ben Botham, Peter Gollenbach, Gavin Van Dyke, Joe Berdrow, Matt of the Controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.